Well, blessed morning, beloved. It is wonderful to start the day off together with you as we study God's Word today. We are over in Isaiah chapter 12, and today's reading is in the form of a psalm. It's a psalm of thanksgiving, where it praises God for being our Savior and our source of strength. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week together is joy. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. A day is coming when people will sing, "I praise you, Lord. You were angry with me, but now you comfort me and are angry no longer. God is my Savior. I will trust Him and not be afraid. The Lord gives me power and strength. He is my Savior. As fresh water brings joy to the thirsty, so God's people rejoice when He saves them. A day is coming when people will sing, 'Give thanks to the Lord, call for Him to help you. Tell all the nations what He has done. Tell them how great He is. Sing to the Lord because of the great things He hath done. Let the whole world hear the news. Let everyone who lives in Zion shout and sing, Israel's holy God is great, and He lives among His people.'" And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 12, verse 5, where Isaiah writes, "Sing to the Lord because of the great things He has done. Let the whole world hear the news." You know, beloved, when we think of the word news, and that's what gospel is, the good news. You know, when we think of the word news, you think of what you might hear, you know, on the radio or the news broadcast on television, and usually, you know, there's a saying in network news, and that saying is, if it bleeds, it leads. And so, you know, it has to be something terrible, something that is glory, something is just a, you know, something that's so bad that it's happened. But in God's economy, what is newsworthy is the fact that God is good. And in Him we find salvation. In Him we find our strength. That is the good news for us today. Let's pray. Holy God, You are my Savior, and I sing Your praises. Proclaim the great things that You have done, and may the good news of Your salvation be spread throughout the world. Amen. Well, that was a nice little time that we've had together in God's Word this morning. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Isaiah chapter 54 that talks about the restoration of Jerusalem is promised. Until tomorrow then, may God's richest blessings be yours.